welcome to Home I Drink Extra Juice. We are coming to you, not actually live. Well, we are live, but I'm at home.
Sure's at
if
home.
If you can hear any difference.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can, but I have Sherpa bed sheets on, so I feel like that's absorbing any background noise.
Yeah. Your headboard is right behind you as well, so it's like you've soundproofed the room, Sher.
It's like a little studio because I'm recovering currently.
She is.
So, peak or bleak of the week?
I think you can what take this one is. First, girl. Go on. God,
I don't know if it's a peak or a bleak. I got new boobs.
Woo!
Peak for that, I suppose.
Yeah.
But bleak, going through surgery is bleak.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
Not going to be an easy
rough.
Thing.
I don't know if it's because I'm a bit older now as well since I've had surgery. So I think, I don't know if that counts for it, but like it was awful.
Yeah. Whole different set of emotions this time, was it?
Whole different set of yeah, that too, actually. I think that did play a part in my recovery because last time I was excited for my nose. Mm-hmm. I was excited too. And then this time I was more like reversing something that I didn't want anymore.
Yeah.
So like you're doing it, but you're not. And I was happy to do it. Obviously, I'm excited that I'm going to be happier now. But it's also like, if I just had never done the first place, I wouldn't be going through this again.
Mm.
So there was that to it as well. But yeah, peak and bleak.
Yeah, it's a mix of both.
It's a mix, yeah.
It's a little.
Yeah.
Mine's a little bleak today. I'm on a Monday hangover and I haven't had one of them in a long time.
What?
Yeah.
I thought you were out on Saturday.
Yeah, still hungover. Yeah, haven't had one of them in a very long time. But I went out with
your
the intentions.
Brain is just fuzzy.
Yeah, I went out with the intentions of absolutely upending myself. And that we did, so... You know, I knew it was expected. I was getting sick until like 6 o'clock in the evening yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, no, wasn't really good.
Just like a raw stomach.
Yeah, one of them. I was standing at the bathroom door in Graham's house. We were going down to get a shower and he was standing in the bathroom and on the way down the stairs, I could just feel it in my stomach and I was literally like, move, and just projectile vomited into his toilet.
Oh. It makes you feel better afterwards.
I was also getting sick into his bin for a while. Do you know it's not sick, it's just like water. You can't even keep water down. It's just
like, yeah, bile.
Yeah, it's just that. Getting sick into his bin for most of the day to find out towards the end of the day that there was a hole in the bottom of his bin the whole time.
Did it leak all over the ground?
Yep. So sorry, Graham. Love you. So sorry, but oopsies.
And the smell, even if it's not sick, it still stinks.
Oh, not good. But he minded me, so it's okay. I feel a bit better.
Where did you go out? Just for dinner?
Girl, I went to a christening and upended myself.
Oh.
Who does such a thing?
Dead right.
Yeah. Christening.
Yeah, but that was that's your celebrations for your house every...
Yeah, I feel like I'm just using every excuse now just to make myself feel better about it. Christening and first birthday. Yeah, went out and upended ourselves. But we had a ball, so I just have to keep thinking of it like that. The fear isn't a thing if you had a great night, you know what I mean? So.
And when it's worth the hangover, you don't mind it either.
No, don't mind it. I just have one. It's annoying to have one, but don't mind it because I had a great night, so that's okay.
So it's a bit of a peak and a bleak.
We'll add a little bit of a peak in because it was a great night, but bleak is how I feel now. I just want to go home and like clean my whole house and like just don't have one of those days. I feel like I need one of those days.
Yeah.
I'm going home to clean, scrub myself, new bed sheets, and then I'll feel a bit better tomorrow.
Have you started packing things up yet?
No, I haven't. Are you mad?
No.
No.
So you don't need to.
Lads in the house building, and this morning I had to go and open the door for them, and I said to my mum, or my mum rang me and she was like, Ellen, have you got like even, you know, a bit of milk for a cup of tea around for the lads? And I was like, no, sure, I have no mugs. What would they make tea in? I was like, will I go and get stuff? She was like, just leave it today. Come home. We'll sort it tomorrow. I was like, okay. Can't even offer anybody a cup of tea. I have a beautiful kettle from Charlene, but I've no mugs. Nothing.
A toaster and no bread.
No, I said to them this morning, I was like, just want me to go and get you his coffees because like there's nothing. I was like, lads, there isn't even a radio here to play a bit of me. I was like, I'm so sorry. They were like, don't be silly. Go on.
I think they bring their own radios.
Yeah, when I've had painters in my mum's house and stuff, they usually do that. But I was like, but then I was real awkward and I was like, Do I stay here? I was like, no. I'm going to go. Okay, bye. What am I going to be doing? I'd be no help to them. I'd be a hindrance on them. They'd be like, will you just ever piss off, please? So
he'd be just watching, like, well done, guys.
Yeah, you're doing great, sweetie. Well done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No.
That's why I was singing on.
Yeah, no help at all. So left him there. But maybe I'll get a few mugs and stuff this week to just be able to maybe have tea.
A few Bickies, yeah. Tea bags, milk.
Sorted.
Grant.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
And a little sugar pot as well.
Oh, yes, yes.
So our dilemma for this week is, I've been at my boyfriend for nearly 4 years now. I love him and us together, and I know he cares for me, but I've gotten stuck in a cycle of overthinking and constantly seeking reassurance. I find myself pushing for more emotional support and deeper conversations, but he's not the type to go deep emotionally. He shows care, but only very surface level ways. There are things that add to this feeling too. I've recently moved into a house full of boys, and he never really shows any concern or protectiveness. It's just about knowing that he does really want me. Whenever we're invited out together, he often says things like, don't go if it's a hassle on you, which makes me feel like it's not important to him to have me there. We don't see each other much either because he plays a lot of sport and always leaves the plans to do whatever you want to do. He's good to me and does anything I ask him to do. Whenever I do bring things up, he makes an effort to change. He's kind and funny and everything else I want in someone, but it's just the thing that is lingering over me. I'm someone who gives everything in a relationship and loves that sense of partnership. It's a huge thing to me to feel secure and adored. I love him and I want to be with him, but I'm afraid I'll always feel this lack. On the other hand, if I left, I worry I'd regret because I know he does love me on his own way. How do I know if this is something that I can work through myself or if it's just an incompatibility that means he can't give me what I truly need long term? Thanks so much for reading this. Love yous.
Is it like an awkward thing that she has to bring up? What if it's something that she feels? Like, surely she should be able to just say it outright, or is she kind of afraid of what that'll bring?
Well, she has said any change of things, but it's like not enough for her.
What he's given her isn't up to the level that she wants it, kind of.
Yeah, it's hard because sometimes it's like you can either look at it like, right, he's just incompatible and he's maybe not your person, or is it like you're looking for perfection from someone and you're never going to, you have to kind of, I think with everyone, like we all have our flaws, you have to pick your poison with some people. Like, if there's going to be something not right with everyone.
Yeah. That's like, a nice way of putting it. I like that.
If all got issues, you have to pick your heart. Like, pick what issue you can kind of deal with. No one's going to be perfect. Like, if you tend to see yourself look at couples online or like in movies, like that's not real. So like, if that's what she's after and she's not getting it now, like you'll never get that because that doesn't exist.
Yeah, maybe she is comparing her relationship to her friends or like that stuff she sees on social media, or maybe it is just that in her head she's looking for something that he just can't give her.
Yeah,
that it's just not there.
Also, if someone can't go deep in conversations with you though, like that's a pretty big deal. I'm guessing she's probably around in her 20s. So like she's obviously grown a lot, she's probably changed a lot in the last few years, but like maybe he hasn't and he's not grown emotionally with her. And like for me, I've said it on here before, emotional support is so important. So like without that, I'm like, what do you have?
Yeah, what else is there? Like,
yeah, I'm torn because I'm like, it's between like, do you settle for someone who like is lovely but like lacks a lot of big things that you need in a relationship just because you're like, oh god, I mightn't find that again? Or do you say, right, I'd actually rather not be with anyone if I'm feeling so like, because she said she wants to feel loved and adored and wanted and she's not feeling like that. I'm like, that's like a really big part to not feel in something.
Do you think like after 4 years that should be something that she should be, I know she's said it already, but if it's something that she can really sit down and really try to hone in and say to him, like, I'm kind of at my wit's end, this is what I need. Do you think it's worth even going into that if she knows that she's not going to get back what she wants?
Yeah, maybe it is that. Like, maybe it's one last time being like, look, I can't be in this anymore if it's going to make me feel how I'm feeling. Because obviously it's really having an effect on her to write into us and to feel that way. So I don't think I wouldn't just break up with him out of nowhere, but I think maybe really express it to him more than you have before and see what he does with it. But I also feel like after 4 years, no one ever magically changes, I don't think.
Do you think it's harder to change someone the longer you have been together? And not necessarily that you should have to change someone, but you think it's harder to bring up something that maybe has been weighing on your mind a lot for the last few years and you're only kind of getting around to say it now. Do you think like you'd rather do that at the start of relationships than this far in?
Yeah, I think it's actually like next to impossible to change someone. Really? Someone will show you who they are. They'll be who they are for themselves. Like they're not going to, very, very rarely would someone change, I think, fully. But if it's a thing of like, he just needs to express more that he cares for, do little things, like that's not hard to change. But I think you can change someone's core of who they are as a person.
Yeah.
But you could try and suggest them change how they express that, maybe.
Yeah. I think maybe she should bring it up one more time. And like, maybe in the past, it's just been brought up in like a passing comment or just like a little thing. Mm-hmm. But I think maybe really sit down with them and tell them like, this is how you feel. This is what's going on, how it's affecting you, how it's like affecting the two of them then, because she doesn't feel she's getting what she should get. I think 100%. You should give it one last kind of go and talk to him about it.
Yeah. I think every breakup you're between, like, okay, relationships take work. This, like, relationships aren't easy. They're hard. Like, but then on the other hand, you're like, but maybe we're just not compatible. Maybe he's not my person. Like, it's such a conflicting feeling. But like, I feel like with her, if she was to break up with him, she might meet someone else and be like, oh my God, this is what a relationship should be like.
Mm.
But it's all she knows for now. So she's in that and thinks like it's normal to not feel wanted and loved. But like, that's not normal.
It's not. No, not at all. I think if she wants to give it a go, give it a go. Sit down with him and talk again, because she does say how much she loves him and she's together 4 years. I think it's a one last go kind of thing. And if nothing changes, then that should surely show you.
Yeah, then he's just not your person. That's okay.
Yeah.
We have moved phone a friend, guys.
We have.
To this episode, the extra juice episode, this used to be in the main, but we end up always going over at the main and not fitting it in. So we wanted to still get it in somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So this felt like the right place.
Yes. So this week's phone a friend is, I've been best friends with this girl since we're 10, but recently we drifted a bit. We're still in the same friend group, but I started to feel quite left out. She was always the one who kept me included, and now that we're not as close, it feels like the others don't really mind whether I'm there or not. I always make the effort to go to plans and reach out, but it feels one-sided. I've mentioned it to her before, but nothing's changed. I don't want to sound silly or make things awkward, but it's hard not to feel unseen. I love my friends and don't want to lose them. I just wish I felt more included. And here are some of your replies.
Okay, so here are your replies. So if your friends are going to act like that, friends are in little brackets, let them. They clearly don't deserve you.
Talk to them openly. Don't put blame on anyone. Just be honest about your feelings.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I think like when you start blaming people, people don't take that well. And then it's like, doesn't become a productive conversation to have.
No.
Like just being open and honest. Because they might come back and be like, well, actually, you don't like it. It could be like a thing where it's a conversation rather than just like a blame game.
Yeah, just be fine.
Yeah. I've been here. This girl needs to stop making the effort and she will see who is a true friend.
Oh. Your time is just as important as anyone else's. Try to talk to the rest of the group.
This could just be the fact you're getting older. Friendships change. People have less time.
Run. They are not your real friends and haven't been for a long time. You'll be better off without them.
Instead of just attending things, maybe plan a group activity for everyone and strengthen the bond.
It's mad how like the replies we get in. One side is literally like, run away from them, don't ever talk to them again. Someone else is like, no, everyone needs to come together.
I know. It makes me think like even when we give advice, like are people listening and being like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, because there is such different experiences, but it just also goes to show how people's own life experiences influence like how advice they give.
Yes. Definitely.
Do you know what I mean? Because all of these situations feel like they've gone through it and something's worked for them. That's why they're saying it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd say a lot of these replies are from people who have been there and it's either worked and gone a good way or like that person said, run.
Run. make new friends. Try joining a social group like Sunrise Social or something.
If they are real friends, they will take your feelings into consideration. Be honest. Oh, best to be honest.
Maybe the group don't realise she's been asking you to do things. Try and don't realise she hasn't been asking you to do things. Try reconnect with the other girls. It's a good idea.
If they are good friends, they will include you. Try to talk to them. If nothing changes, they're not right for you.
Drop that girl. Don't hold on to someone who doesn't appreciate you. There is better out there.
Have a sit down conversation and say it to her in an adult and mature way. I was like what you were saying, rather than going in on the blame game and nah, he's all end up just killing each other.
Yeah. Friendship is two-way street. If people aren't bothered, find people who are. Know your worth.
And the last one we have is give what you get, girl. Maybe you've outgrown the group. You'll find your people again.
Aww. Again, such advice. Different sides of the coin.
I know. It's mad.
It's, and I go through them, I'm like, yeah, definitely. And the next one, it's completely different. I'm like, yeah, actually,
yeah,
definitely.
I agree. I agree with that one too, I swear. God.
I agree with running away. I agree with sitting down.
Yeah.
Guys, that's it from this week. We have our main episode coming Wednesday, full video on Thursday, and we also have a live show coming up in Limerick. We're there on the 27th of November. I can't believe how quick that's come around. It's actually scary.
I know, we're in November now. I'm like,
special guests.
Scary.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have really exciting special guests. We've got Madison Cawley.
Woo!
Maddie the Maddie is back. We have Shane McCarthy. Wow. And a few more sneaky surprises along the way as well. Tickets are on sale on the UCH.ie website. So we can't wait to see you all there. Yeah. We're so excited.
We will see you all in Limerick. Okay, guys?
See you in Limerick.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.